Blog Talk Radio.
Guess who is back? It's me, talking about nothing on TC's Lounge. It was, I think I called this before. So I've called it Real with Chill with TC. I called it Rehab. And now it's TC's Lounge. Obviously, I don't know how to pick a name. And today I didn't pick any titles. I didn't pick any subjects. I'm just kind of going off the cuff. If you're wondering where I am or what that noise is, I'm in my car driving home after another day of wonderful work. I say wonderful sarcastically because I'm sick of sitting in the queue. But, you know, I know I have it better than a lot of people. A lot of people would kill to be in a queue. In the office working. So it's not lost on me that I have an opportunity I'm in an opportunity that I'm blessed with that a lot of people wish they were in. However, it doesn't stop me from being aggravated with it, you know? This is the whole thing. The whole situation. I'm not gonna go into details of my job, what I do, why I don't like it. But I don't hate it. One of those things where I just gotta pay bills, and I thank the Lord above that I don't have to hate it. Like, I couldn't imagine. Now it's annoying to go to sometimes, but most of the time I'm lying. Most of the time it's annoying, but I don't hate it yet, which is good. So you know, I'm just it's the whole. Having an answer to somebody, an answer to somebody else, an answer to somebody else. And you just have to put on this facade, so to speak, or this way about yourself. And it's annoying, you know. It's not, I've talked about this before. You can't really naturally be yourself at work. And people say, oh, you gotta be loose. You shouldn't work anywhere. You can't be yourself. That's a bunch of bull. You gotta do what you gotta do to make money and pay bills and take care of your life and your situation, your family, whatever you're in on. And so you gotta, sometimes you gotta take a job that you don't like. Not everything is gonna be something you like. It's just the way of the world, it's the way of life. And granted, you can get into something that you like and turn that into a career. But, you know, it doesn't stop it from being annoying. So yeah, that's, you know, it's just the grind of the end and I don't have an answer to someone. And it's so annoying doing that. And I just wish it wasn't like that, but who don't have the answer to someone unless you're at the top of the food chain, so to speak. And so he probably has the answer to his wife, so there you go. But all of that is just turning me numb. You know, it's messing me up because it's not what I want. I was speaking on you having to change who you are. That bothers me a lot. Like, I'm more comfortable at my job than I've ever been. But I still can't completely let loose. That'll never happen. And it's annoying that it doesn't happen. Like, I can't allow that to happen. Why can't I speak how I want to speak and say what I want to say without rubbing anybody the wrong way? But we have so many different personalities and so many different type of people that work in the office setting, along with all the rules and regulations of what you should and shouldn't say, which is absolutely ridiculous because we're all human beings, but you don't want to be rude and disrespect someone's culture or someone's way of thinking. It's just too much. It's draining. I'm sick of it. If I want to say off-color joke or remark, I should be able to say that, but I can't because I don't want to lose my job. And I don't want to, and first and foremost, I like to be good to people, and I don't want to disrespect people. All-color remark or joke is just supposed to be a joke. But in this sensitive world we live in today, yeah, right, good luck getting away with that in any office or any type of work setting without somebody flipping a lid about it. So, you know, it's turning me numb. It's bothering me. I've been gone for a while. It's been like 2 months. I miss doing this. What I like to do. So talk about a bunch of nothing back in, but that whole working thing, it's robbing me of my creativity. Isn't that a sad thing? It's hollowing me out inside. It's turning me into a shell, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Like, we all have the answer, and I keep going back to this, and do that whole, you know, it's like mask on, mask off type situation. Like, mask on when you at work. Mask on when you hang around certain people. Mask off when you finally decide to go home and relax. But sometimes you got to mask on at home, depending on what your home situation is like. Because maybe you can't be yourself with your wife or your significant other, your husband, or whoever you're with. Maybe you have to mask on there too, which is a shame, because you better not. I do not advocate being with someone that don't accept you for you. That doesn't even make any sense. Like, you with somebody that don't like you? Well, what in the world is that? I can't even put that into a sentence right now. You with somebody that don't like you? Huh? Well, why are you with them? Money? Attractive? You attracted to that person? Whatever. You better get with somebody that like you and enjoy you, so you won't mess up your home situation. So you have to mask on, mask off, or mask on at home. So anyway, I don't like how the job thing is robbing my creativity and my will to want to get on here and do a podcast about nothing, because that's what I do. It's about nothing right now. I like to talk about peace and everyone having a peaceful time. Today, I'm just going to go off the top of my head. I'm not even going to have a subject. And it's just about how I'm sick of the numb feeling. And I'm sick of my windshield wipers right now. I'm tempted to turn them off just so I can think straight. Goodness gracious, but, you know, I'm in the rain, in the traffic. So, yeah. Anyway, also, I like to look at all sides of everything. And when I'm numb, I got to remind myself, don't be numb. Don't let the world take you out of who I am. Like, I'm letting corporate America, the grind of an everyday job, the grind of doing almost the same thing. It's like Groundhog Day every day. I'm letting all of that bother me and mess with my soul, so to speak. You know, mess with me, you know, it internally and mentally, and it's not good. Like, I don't need that type of, you know, type of way of thinking or going, because all it's going to do is numb me out, drag me down, make me feel like, why am I doing this podcast thing again? I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm just doing it. I don't need to do it. You know, what's the point? See, that's where being numb and being negative, right, it could take you and take you far, far down. But then on the opposite end, because I said I like to look at the other side, you got, so with dark, there's light. So when I get in modes and times and feelings like this, I like to think about, well, do I got a place to stay? I'm literally driving a car right now. Like, literally, as I'm talking to y'all, I'm driving a car. I got food. I'm going to order food. Nice, comfortable bed. I'm blessed beyond measure. And I'm very simple, so to some people, it's like, well, that's not a lot. To me, that's a lot, because there's some people who will kill to have all of that. Bills paid, by the way. All the bills is paid, all the ones I want to pay. So now I do pay my bills. I'm good. I'm real good. But it makes me think about another thing I've been thinking about all this time. Contentment. I make a decent amount of money, right? Decent. But I want to make more. But making more means doing more. But then some people argue that making more means you do less. But whatever. I'm not having that conversation right now. I'm just trying to find out why I can't be content. Because they say, you know, you don't want to be greedy. You don't want to try to overstep what you're doing, because all it's going to do is lead to more headache and more drama and more problems, right? I get that. And I'm okay with making a decent amount of money. But I do want to make some money where I can kind of do almost anything, because with budgeting and planning and watching my money like I do, I can still do basically what I want to do. But I can't do everything I want to do. And part of me feels like, why can't I have that feeling? You know what I mean? Why can't I want to do everything I want to do? I don't want to die one day and say I didn't do everything I wanted to do. I've done a lot, and I can be content with what I've done so far. But not really, man. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. Like, I want to be able to get to the point where I have so much that I go, I don't know where to go. I can't do anything else. And to a degree, I can say that right now. But there's some things I still want and want to do and want to see, and I'm going to need more money to do it at the end of the day. So even with budgeting, I'm not going to be able to make enough to do exactly what I want to do. You say, well, man, you're talking about all this, what you want to do, what you talking about? I mean, I'm not going to tell y'all all my hopes and dreams, but I give you a little snippet, a little taste, a little small sample size of what I'm talking about. So I want my dream house. Don't have it yet. That's one thing. And in that dream house, I want a freaking sauna. That's not too much to ask for, right? You know, just a place to, you know, go and relax and, you know, sweat it out. That's healthy for you. I want that. You know? So I got to make some good money in order to get that thing. I want a whole ice tub, like the NFL players be having, or the major league players, or whatever players, in professional leagues, boxers, or whoever, professional athletes. I want a whole ice tub. Yep, and I'm sure it's not that expensive if I go buy a big swimming pool that I put myself in and put some ice in it and then sit in that thing. Now I want something professional, like the professionals have. Because I plan on living forever. When you want to live forever, you got to take care of yourself. And I want my house to represent that, of me taking care of myself. And so it's hard for me to be content knowing that I'm blessed beyond measure. But I want more. And I don't think I should have to apologize for one more. I don't think anybody should have to apologize for one more. The thing is, how am I going to get to that more? And I'm more of a flowy type, I'll figure these things out as I go type person. But I'm learning you do have to plan in order for things to take action. Like, you can't wish it, and your constant thought of, oh, I want to do this, or I want this amount of money, or I want to make this, it'll help push you towards planning, but you got to plan. And that's where, you know, that's in the stage I'm in now, is planning for more money. Because the world, they say money is the root of all evil. I get that. I don't want a lot of money. I just want enough to live the way I wanted to live, and I'd get the rest away. Because with me saying that everything has a size to it or a different way of looking at it, I can't get a lot if I don't give a lot. So I don't mind giving away stuff. I don't mind doing things for people because I never will. I never will mind doing things for people. I think my first thought is to do stuff for people around me. I'm not worried about me. As much as I'm talking this mess about not being content and wanting to make more money, I'm really, if you left me by myself and it wasn't for my parents and all the people around me, I would go off in the middle of nowhere and be fine. But I want to take care of my family. I want to take care of my well-being in the future. I want my family members to have somewhere to go if they don't have anywhere to go in the future. And if I could give to them, I pray that it comes to me. So, with all that said, I'm just talking about nothing. Thank you for listening to TC's Lounge. I can't tell you when I'll be back. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe 2 months from now. But nah, not 2 months. I enjoy doing this too much. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your day, and just be happy that you're alive.